And welcome back to the Coach's Show here on Extreme Country. We are now visiting with Coach Anderson of the Martin County West girls basketball team. We kind of had a wild ride with this season, 23-7 overall, just an absolute great performance offensively. And then the big thorn in the side, of course, Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, having to kind of deal with them not once, not twice, but three times this season. And they kind of just gave you trouble just every time.
Yeah, they did, and we knew going into the season they were the section favorites. I mean, I think everybody had them in that role to be the favorites, and it just so happened that our schedule, they were the last game on the season for a regular season schedule up at Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, and then because we won our division, we were 11-0 in our division, which we were very proud of, and then they won their division, the Valley Tomahawks, so we had to go back 4 days or 5 days later and play them again up there, and then, you know, we were hoping to get a 3 seed, but we ended up getting that 4 seed, so we both won a playoff game, and then we got the opportunity to play them again, and they're well-coached, and they have that Mathewitz girl and Fisher girl. They just have a lot of weapons, and obviously they made it to state and had a nice little run up there, and I guess good for them. They got basically everybody coming back. They had 1 senior, but Sleepy St. Mary's is a fantastic team, and I think no matter what, they'd have done fine in AA and all everything around here. So even though they beat us pretty good, we're still holding our head high and proud of our team.
Well, the interesting thing about it is that February 13th game, you lost 61-34. February 20th, 61-34. Then March the 3rd, 64-33. So it's kind of like, yeah, that's, I don't know about you, but superstition is really just like screaming at me here a little bit.
Yeah, and we struggled offensively all year a little bit, scoring points, and our defense kind of led us most of the year. And, you know, I think the second game, at halftime, it was 24-14. So at that point, holding them to 24, we were pretty proud of that, and we just couldn't get our offense going, and that had a lot of things to do with their defense. They were very physical when they were playing us man-to-man, and they ran that little 2-1-2 trap or half-court defense, and we just didn't get a lot of good looks to them. But like I said, they're a good team, and we wish we could have figured something out a little better on offense, but our defense was always there. But yeah, kind of ironic that the scores were all pretty much the same.
Then another playoff game against Springfield, really close one there. You guys won 47-40. What was going on in that game?
Well, again, we played them last year, and they took us out of the playoff last year. I think both teams were confident that we could beat each other, and they have a legendary coach there, too. So that was a good challenge for us up at St. Peter against them, and I thought our girls just kind of, they didn't want to lose, and they played, you know, I thought we played pretty good ball game that night on both ends. I remember getting off to a good start, 16-17-2, and then at the end just hanging on enough to make a couple big plays to put the game out of reach for them. So it was, you know, one of our goals this year was to win our division, and we did that at 11-0, and we wanted to get a home playoff game. We did that. We wanted to get to Gustavus. I mean, obviously, we'd like to go another game farther yet, too, but being able to reach those goals and beating Springfield, who took us out last year, was a positive thing for us.
So then kind of just reflecting on the entire season in general, what are some things that you like the most? You know, all the way going back to November, walking through January, just like, oh, yeah, these were some things I liked about the season.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, we got together and I told you some of our goals that we met, and that was awesome. Our girls, I think there's 12 varsity girls and 17 in our program is all we had, so it was a very close-knit family. Very proud of our girls, of how hard they work, how easy they were to coach, and those kind of things. But setting some goals and reaching some of those goals and having a lot of fun doing that was a lot of fun for us. And we set them way back in November, in the summer, when you're trying to get ready for the next year. We lose 3 seniors, so that's always tough when you lose Avery Sanders, Hannah Rosenberg, and Emily Anderson. But, you know, it'll be all right. We'll move on and keep going.
One of the things I liked about watching the girls play is that they work so well together. There's excellent chemistry with everybody. They pass the ball well. They can read each other very well. They know when to take a screen, when to take a shot, when to go in for a layup. And are those the kind of things you're kind of working on in practice?
Yeah, well, we work on all those things just like every coach does, I'm sure. And what is amazing is, I know I've said it over 100 times this year, that we had trouble scoring, but you wouldn't believe how hard we worked on shooting and coming off of screens and things. And that's one thing I wish we could have done a little bit better for the whole season. I think things would have maybe been a little different if we could have figured that out. But again, the girls did everything we asked of them. They worked hard. They came to practice with great attitudes. And I don't think we ever had to get mad at the group or anything like that. So that's the hard part when the season ends, because you're with them from November to March, and you're like a family. So when it comes to, and it's kind of sad, but again, I've told the girls and everybody that it was a fantastic season, 23-7. And when three of your losses are to a team of Sleepy St. Mary's and another one is to Glencoe, who went to the section finals, Fairmont went to the section finals. So, I mean, nothing to feel bad about.
Right. The establishment is there, like the level of achievement is already there saying, you know, we lost to some good teams, but we know that they're going to be some good teams.
Yeah, and when your girls play hard and you work together, you live with the outcomes. You're not going to win every game. It's hard to do that. And if we're going to see how if you're going to base everything on if you get to the state tournament or the section finals, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people. But again, I think we entertained some fans and had a lot of, like I said, a lot of fun and things like that to keep our basketball program going and to be proud of.
Now, I know you don't really like to dote on Emily too much, but she had one heck of a season this year, breaking school records, 2,000 career points. I mean, it's not like you can't not talk about it, right?
I think everybody's proud of her, but she puts a lot of time in, and people don't see all the time of going to the gym early in the mornings and things like that through the summer and her AAU stuff, things like that, that all helped her improve. But 2,025 points for a career is very good. She's got the place, and she was a seventh grader, so that always helps get the total up there. But she was a good team player. She wanted to be a passer, a scorer. She needed to be a scorer for us. And she had a couple career games. I think she had 46 against Maple River, and we needed all of them to beat a good team like that. So, yeah, a lot of good memories with her. But you can't reach those 2,000 points or 46 points in a game or 23-7 without good teammates and unselfish teammates that they'll look for when she's open and those kind of things. Otherwise, you know, you could have some turmoil, but our girls all looked for Emily and I thought they all got along. So I think everything was good. And again, very proud of Emily.
And I can say that you hit the nail on the head very well there, because usually when you look at stats like that, it's like, okay, she's maybe, you know, hogging the ball a lot, just a single scorer or something like that. But it's the fact that the team is like, no, I'm going to pass it to her because she's open. It's not because she can nail the 3-point shot. It's because she's open.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think maybe not just the girls, but myself included, wanted her to shoot a little bit more towards the end of the season. I mean, I know it's hard to say when you score those kind of points, but she actually wants to make the correct play and the right pass and things. So she wasn't a selfish player, but we needed her to be a little selfish more at the end, I thought. But again, of all the girls, proud of all of them, because they're all like your daughters when you're coaching them and things like that. And just very happy for all of them.
So when it comes down to next season, what kind of things do you might have your eye on? Do you think you've got another superstar in the rankings, or we're still going to keep building up the team effort?
Well, you have to continue to build the team workload and team work effort, like you said. Again, we have only three seniors we lose. Again, you lose a high power scorer like Emily, we're going to have some other girls step up willing to, and I think they will, to want to be that scorer and score. Because you saw in the last Sleepy Eye game, we had some girls who didn't want to shoot it seemed like. And I think that will change. They'll want to be the leader. Of course, we'll continue to work on our defense, because that can keep you in ball games when you limit yourself a little bit on scoring. But we're going to really work on our offense and those kind of things. And again, we have a good team nucleus. They all get along. And I think we'll surprise a few people. Maybe people will think we won't be able to win next year, but I'm hoping that our girls will work hard from now until next year. And maybe we'll be able to surprise some people.
Always leave them wanting more, right?
Yep, exactly. I appreciate you guys covering us. Again, we'll look forward to next year. Hopefully the girls will have a great, whether they're in track or softball, spring. And maybe winning leads to more winning in other programs. So we want them to win in all those also.
And that was Coach Anderson of the Martin County West girls basketball team. We'll be back with more on your coaches show here on Extreme Country.